to commit to something. Okay? So, we are going to form an intention, so our attention can go towards our intention, and the idea of doing this exercise, so we will retain it for retention. Alright? So, there's some method to this madness. So, the first question we're going to do, you're going to do it individually, is to ask ourselves, in what way would I like to improve my chanting? And this is for you alone. Like, in what way would I like to improve my chanting? Do I want to wake up early? I'll keep talking, you keep writing. I'm just giving you some hints. Would you like to increase the number of your rounds? Would you like to talk, to chant with more attention? Would you like to remove the obstacles that Radha Krishna Prabhu spoke about or which Maharaj spoke about? Would you like to increase your hearing so that by hearing you'll learn, you'll know about Krishna? So you have to write for yourself. You cannot write for your partner. For yourself, in what way would I like to improve my chanting? Do I want to increase the number of my rounds? Do I want to get up in the morning half an hour or a little earlier so I have this special time with Krishna alone when the modes are more conducive to my chanting, to my japa? Do I commit to reading a little more so I know about Krishna and therefore I can hear the holy name? Do I commit to staying with the mantra? In what way do I want to improve my japa? What are the pearls you are taking from what Maharaj has talked about? Which of these ways would you like to implement? So in what way? So to recap a little bit, Maharaj talked about how the holy name can only be chanted in the mood of our purified senses, how we want to serve the holy name. Then he talked about how Krishna only can, we can only know him by when he reveals himself, how we have to be mindful and be present when we chant to enter deeply. Then Shyamasundara Prabhu spoke about the different anarthas or the offenses we commit when we chant. Then about the next session was about the obstacles, and you can identify which ones we are guilty of, which ones we would like to get rid of. How to chant in the mood of relationship with Krishna. Okay, if you've all got that, then the next question we are going to ask is, if I do not do anything about this, about my present state, wherever I am now, what will my practice be like? If I do not do anything about my practice, what will it be like tomorrow, the next week, the next day? Sorry? If I do not make any changes in my practice, the first question was, what would I like my practice to be like, right? The next question is, if I don't make a change to my chanting, what will my practice look like? Where will I be? What will my practice be like? How will my japa be? How will my mood be? Will my chanting become mechanical? Will it become a burden? Will I give it up? Will I not fulfill my vow? What will my practice be like if I don't make these changes? What is the consequence, in other words, if I don't implement these changes? Will I lose my enthusiasm? Will I drop my service? Will it just become a counting game? Will I lose my enthusiasm? If I don't implement these changes, which I would like to do, what will my practice look like in the future? What am I looking at? This one, most people get it easily. And we don't want to dwell too much on it. Then, to move to where I want to be, what steps am I going to take to go to improve my practice? What steps am I going to take? What will I do? What steps am I willing to take? What extra effort will I make? The first question was more like a mood. What is my mood like? And the next question is like, what specific steps you're going to take? What action items you'll take? Let's put it that way. What actions will you take? So when we get to this point of what steps I would like to take, you'll probably come up with a few. It is recommended, at least, that you focus on one, because if we take too many items, usually the psychology is we do none of them. But we have a practice session tomorrow. You can pick, okay, maybe the top three. And then tomorrow, and then now during the Nam Jagya, you can try them and see which one resonates with you better. Which one is, don't make it too difficult, but also don't make it too easy. It should be enough to stretch you, but not enough to break you. Right? So we want a little stretch. So when you list the steps, think about which one. And it may not be clear now, but as you stay in the kirtan tonight, it will become clear. It will start to become more clear. And tomorrow, definitely, it will become very clear which is the one that you want to take, or the main one step that you want to take. And if I take this step, what am I looking to gain? What is going to be my gain if I work towards this goal? So if we decide we're going to take these steps, then how is it going to help me? What is my goal going to look like? So in order to make change, we need to go through these steps. So we are here, you all came, some of us walked here, some of us drove here, some of us flew here for a purpose. You had an intention. So what is your intention and how are we going to get there? This is what this exercise is about. Okay. Now, what we are going to ask you to do, if you've got those questions, turn to your partner and share with him your answers. So you've formulated a plan now. You've formulated a goal. You've formulated what happens if you don't do it. If you do it, what are you going to get? And what are the steps you're going to take? So when you share with someone, you get leverage. So now share with your partner and you take turns. What steps? Share with your partner the answers to these questions. And the partner's goal is to just listen and encourage. If you haven't switched, it's time to switch partners. If you haven't switched, it's time to switch. let the other person speak now and you hear. So please, both people should get a chance to speak and to share. I think we are finishing up. Who needs more time? Okay. Okay. Okay, 1 more minute. 1 more minute. Good, thank you. Okay, you are all very enthusiastic, but we are finishing off. So now, our next step, listen up, please listen up. So now we have got some clarity, right? The next thing we're going to do is we are going to turn to Srila Prabhupada and to our deities. And you have formed a plan. You're going to tell your plan to Srila Prabhupada and our deities and ask and beg for their mercy so we can fulfill our sankalpa. And with this sankalpa, our goal is to increase our attention, is to improve our attention to Krishna in the form of His holy name. So you got leverage from the sadhus. Now we're going to get leverage from Srila Prabhupada and our deities. Tell them about your sankalpa. Ask for mercy. You can pray to your Guru or Srila Prabhupada, the disciplic succession. You can start to come out of that consciousness slowly. And another final step is your goals are only as good as what you review. So for tomorrow at least, or for the next 3 days, actually you have to do something for 60 days before it becomes a habit. If you have a phone, and most of us do, make that your screenshot. Put your sankalpa as your screenshot on your phone. So every time you look at your phone, it's right in your face. And you'll remember the intention you had. You remember the intention, how we prayed to Srila Prabhupada, to our spiritual master, to our deities. And as you review it, if you just review it, you will get there. This is a well-known fact. You know, people who try to lose weight, if they just put down what they, if they just write down what they ate, without doing anything else, they will lose weight because they become more conscious. So if we put our goals, put them, nowadays we have technology, or you carry it in your wallet, put your sankalpa in a place where you can see it every day. And so tomorrow, and then now for the rest of the evening, we can focus on that. And then we wanted to speak about some small tips to help you with the Naam Jagya for today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we are losing, in one sense, an hour, and we have to chant 64 rounds. So generally, the preparation for tomorrow starts today. The preparation for those who are used to doing this Jagya, some things which will help is if we take care of our bodies. We don't eat too much, so we can rise early. We take rest early, so that we can be sufficiently rested. Having done this many times, if you can do one set of 16 before Mangal Arati, you'll have amazing results. If at all possible, tomorrow is a little bit of a challenge, but if you can do one set of 16, ideally, before Mangal Arati, then the rest of it will be a breeze. And remember, when we are doing this, there'll be times when it goes easy and sometimes when it's going to go down. And we heard many tips today. When we are going through a rough patch, what to do? There are many tips we can call on. Look at your sankalpa, revisit it. Look at the steps you have put down and try them and see which ones work for you or which ones need a little tweaking. So that would help. And then, like Maharaj said, stay close to someone, to Tulsi Devi in the temple room near Srila Prabhupada. Look at the deities and get inspiration so that we have this, we can please Nama Prabhu by our devotion. But by doing this, what we wish to do is retain our sankalpa, increase retention of what we have learned, what Maharaj has spent so much time prepping us for. And we hope to retain it, and like he said on Friday, it becomes like our breathing. It becomes part of our cellular life. It becomes part of our consciousness. And that is what we are looking forward to. Okay? So with that, thank you all very much for participating. Badahari Prabhu is going to start his kirtan. And you can start practicing your sankalpa exercises while he does his kirtan. And see the difference in your concentration. Okay? Thank you. And I wish you all the best. And to a very good Naam Jagya now and then tomorrow. Hare Krishna.